Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'Shmaya, our shiel on the topic of Summa, Chiyuv Summa B'mitzvahs. We already saw B'siyata D'Shmaya in the previous shiur. We saw Niflaus Mitaretz Hashem. And now we are going to continue. Again, this is based on Torah that I received from Mori Rabbi HaGaon Rav Chaim Meir Horowitz Shlita. We saw in the previous shiur that according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a summa is chayv in Kiddush and Shabbos because we learn Shamar Zachar, just like by an Isha. An Isha is chayv in Kiddush al Shamar Zachar, since she's chayv in Shmir and Leitzit Seis, she's also chayv in Aseis. So to a summa, that was the chiddush for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, would appear that we can say that a summa is also chayv b'chol chiyuvei kovud v'oineg b'Shabbos. He's also chayv in kovud and oineg Shabbos, a summa, why? According to Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Because the Ran, Shabbos, Reish Perak Kol Kisvei, Mem Dalet Rav Aleph, Midat Pei Arif, right, for Kasra Rabbeinu Tam, the Nashim Chavetz Bashal Sudas, Vachainami Livtsoya al Shteki Kovois, Sha'av Hein Hoyu, Vaisoy Hanes. That women are obligated in three males, and also to cut two chalas, because they were also in that miracle. They also received the man. So the Mela, they also have to have three males. The Ran argues, and he says, Ain Sarach Shabachom, I say Shabbos, Ishri, Sashabin. You don't have to come on to that. Why? Because Pashit, in all Maaseh Shabbos, man and woman are equal, like we learned for Zachar v'Shamar, it's Shishnam B'sir, Shem B'Zechira, U'B'Chal Zeh V'Kol Chiyuve Shabbos. So, whatever applies to Shmira applies to Zechira, and that includes all the Chiyuvim of Shabbos Memela. It's that, because of that, women are Chayiv in three meals, because they're Chayiv in all the essays of Shabbos, all the mitzvahs of Shabbos. Kvar kach katav Rambam in the Chizushim l'Shabbos. He just doesn't mention the Hekesh of Shamar B'Zachar explicitly, but he also holds that men and women are equal, and women have to have three meals. It emerges according to this that I need to do Rabbi Akiva Eiger and the Rabbi inside. So I quoted this Aranis, meaning I didn't see the actual lashon. But Al Kopanim, the Ramban goes in the Derech of the Ran. So it emerges according to this, that according to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that a Summa also has the Hekesh of Shamar V'Zachar, so he's also Chayim in Shalas Sudas, and to have Lechem Mishneh. So according to this, there's a Ha'ara. Because according to this, we find a Nafkamina LaHalacha between the reason of Rabbeinu Tam and the reason of the Ramban and the Ran. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the women are Chayavas, Mishum Shafi, and Hoyboso Anes. If according to Rabbi Yehuda, a Summa is chayav al tzav hein hoi bo su anes. And we could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, sumas pater mena mitzvahs. So, we could be pushing this suffix from Rabbeinu Tam, Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph, that suma is pater from Ner Chanukah and Megillah. Ay, nashim are chayav in Ner Chanukah and Megillah. So how does Rabbeinu Tam say that a suma is pater from Ner Chanukah and Megillah? So it's muchach, that we're not mechayiv a summa in mitzvahs because of Afein Oibot Su'anes. And therefore he's not chayiv in Ner Chanukah and Megillah. So Atenech Ladas HaRashbam in Pesachim 108b, the Ramatzel Shafein, that through the Nashim the miracle was done. So we could say this Svar is not shaykh by Suman, because the miracle wasn't done through the Suman, so therefore there's no reason to be mechayiv them in Ner Chanukah and Megillah. But according to Roiv Rishonim, that what this means is they were also B'Sakan and they were saved, and they proved this from the Yerushalmi, so Suman is also included. So we should also be chayv in Ner Chanukah and Megillah. And if so, from the fact that Rabbeinu Tam holds that a summa is patur from Ner Chanukah and Megillah, it's muchach that you can't be mechayv him al tzav hein hayu ba'oisei hanes v'imkein hu adin she'yiv shal lechayv oto, just like you can't be mechayv him there al tzav hein hayu ba'oisei hanes, Rabbeinu Tam holds, so we're also not going to be mechayv him b'shal sudus u'lechem mishnah, even though summin were ba'oso hanes. Wow. So it emerges according to this that we have an afkamina la'alacha, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, a summa is patur m'shal sudas lechem mishneh, according to the Ramban and the Ran, because we have Zachar v'Shamar, he's chayiv. According to this, we have to understand that the Ran, after he brings the reason of Rabbeinu Tam, he says, you don't need to come on to the reason of Rabbeinu Tam, because men and women are equal. So in other words, there's no nafkamina. The Ran seems to learn there's no nafkamina between him and Rabbeinu Tam, but according to what we're saying, there is a nafkamina. You're right, now there's no nafkamina between man and woman. According to everybody, man and woman's also going to be chayiv in Shal Sudas, and Lecha Mishnah. But there's going to be a Nafka Mina in Suma. So why doesn't the Ran say that Nafka Mina? Amish. The Rebbe, the Rav Horowitz drops these tzatzot, these bombs, Mamish Pagazim. It's not normal. So, according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, that a Sumas Chayiv in Matzah, according to this, it would appear that he should also be Chayiv in Mitzvah Sukkah. Because we learn in Sukkah 28b from Ezra to Pater women from the Mitzvah of Sukkah, and the Gemara there asks, what? Why do we need a pasuk? Why do we need a pasuk? It's a mitzvah that says man grama. So Allah mitzvah lagi la pasuk kadei leftol nashim mi mitzvah sukkah. It's a mitzvah that says man grama. Answers Rava, because you would think tesvav tesvav. Tesvav matzah sukkah. It says both of them are on the 15th. Just like yachayev is in matzah, yachayev is in sukkah. Kamash malan ha-ezroch that they're pater. Now this miyut of ha-ezroch. Now, is there a pater in Sukkah? This mirror of Ezrach, we only find the Gabi Noshim, we don't find the Gabi Suma. Like Rashi says, Ezrach meyuman shebe Ezrach, in other words, a Noshim. What does it mean, meyuman shebe Ezrachim? So there's a. So I looked around, it was not a Pashat Rashi. There's a Sefer Orchos Yehuda by a Rabbi Hafner. So he brings the. Rashi in Sota 34b, who writes, Miyuman is like right hand, which is stronger. Because men are like stronger than women. And the Mimela, it's only men. Akopana, what do we see from here? We see that men are Mechuyev in Sukkah. And that would include a Suma. A Suma is also male. So it would come out that according to Rabbi Kiva Eger, the whole mute. It's the Ma'at Nashim. In other words, you'd have a Havim in a yes Nashim in Sukkah. Kamash Malan, no Nashim because of Ezrach. But that doesn't exclude Sumas. Sumas are included. The Mela Suma is just like a Chayiv in Matzah, it's going to be Chayiv in Sukkah. Because of the Hekesh of Tesvav, Tesvav. That's how it comes out of country. Rabbi Kiva Eger that learns Shamar B'Zachar applies to Suma, just like it applies to women. So too he's going to learn from Tesvav, Tesvav. Same word. However, we have to understand. Because the Tosfos Maseches Sukkah and Tosfos Maseches Rosh Hashanah Daf Lam Gimel says that Sukkah is one of those brachas that a Suma can make even though he's not chayiv, even though he's pater. Why is he pater? So it's a big kasha. So maybe we can be miyashev that we have to be choyke b'kavonas ha-gamara b'sukkah. Is the reason that women are pater from Sukkah because of Ezrach? That there's a mitzvah that says Shazman Grama. Of Sukkah, women should be patur al mitzvah that says Shazman Grama. But now you have Gzeira Shava of Tesvav Tesvav. They should be chayiv. So you have the mitzvah Shazman Grama versus the you have the mitzvah shezman grama versus the gzeirah shava of tesvav tesvav. Mitzvah shezman grama says pater, tesvav tesvav says chayiv, and therefore comes the ha'ezrach and paters them. That's one side. The other side is no. The ha'ezrach comes to teach you that you don't learn tesvav tesvav, and memela's woman is pater out mitzvah shezman grama. So we can prove this from Rashi. That it's not you don't learn it from ha'ezrach. Ezra just tells you not to follow Tesvav Tesvav. Or no, Ezra tells you that women are pater. So we can prove this from Rashi in Sukkah and Davchav from Beis Reish Perakay Yoshin. Dibur Maaschal Maisu writes. The avodim pturim in asuka. Why? Why are avodim pturim in asuka? The mitzvah shezman grama nashim pturus. V'chol she'isha chayev es eved nami chayev. That avodim are pturim from sukkah. It's mitzvah shezman grama. Women are pturim. If a woman is pturim, an eved is an eved. Is pturim. And if women is chayiv, then neved is chayiv, because avadim are equated to women. As the Rashash, aye, we learn from an ezrach to pater women. So it's not also mitzvah shema gram, it's also ezrach. So avadim should be chayiv. And the Rashash is mitzayin to the Mishnah Lamelech, Melachim 10:7, Hilchos Melachim, who writes that the mute of ha'ezrach is coming to be megale that you don't learn tesvav tesvav. And the melech is part of Rav Mitzvah Magrama and so to avadim. So at in Suma, you can't be mechayivim in Sukkah, al tesvav tesvav, because ha'ezrach tells you that you don't learn this k'zeir shava then you're chiv Sukkah. K'zeir shava tells you don't learn. This Gzera Shava, with regard to Sukkah, of Tesvav, Tesvav, to be Machayev. And Memela, women are going to be Pater. He's not Chayev in Mitzvahs. My Gram Sum is going to be Pater. He's not Chayev in Mitzvahs. That's why Sum is not Chayev in Sukkah. We wanted to learn from Tesvav, Tesvav. The answer is that Ezrach Naksu of Tesvav, Tesvav. Ezrach tells you, no, you're Chayev al Ezrach. I'm a human Shav Ezrachim. That's why you're Chayev. In other words, don't learn Tesvav, Tesvav. It's knocking off Tesvav, Tesvav. The male assume it's not going to be Chayiv. Advar Meirim. You can also be Mechadesh that according to the Prima Gadim, Rabbi Kiva Eger, that we learned in the previous year, that a Suma is obligated in Lavin. So we could take this a step further. And we can say that a Suma is Chayiv in Er Chanukah and Megillah. Why is a Suma Chayiv in Er Chanukah and Megillah? Because we say in Megillah, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Nashim Chavetz Mikra Megillah, Afheinu Bosu Anes, Shabbos Chav Kimel Amin Aleph, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Nashim Chavetz Mikra Chanukah, Shafheinu Bosu Anes. It's Machlokes Rishonim. What's Shad Afein Rabbos HaNes that we mentioned earlier? Hashbam holds because the Nes was done through them. Most Shonim hold that they were B'sakana and they were safe. So now according to this, it would appear that a Suma is Chayiv in Megillah Ner Chanukah. Because Suman were B'sakana V'nitzlai De HaNes. However, according to the reason of the Hashbam, that Suman are Pater, because the Nes was done Al Yadam, the reason is Nes is done Al Yadam. We would say that Asuma is Patrik because the Nes wasn't done through him. If you say Afein Ayibosu and Nes that they were included in the miracles, that Sumas were included in the miracle of Chanukah and Purim and Mele, they're going to be Chayiv in Megillah and Er Chanukah. But behold, that the reason is the Nes was done through them, that's why women are Chayavas. So that doesn't apply to Suman. However, earlier on we wrote Rabbeinu Tam, who writes that Asuma is Patrik from Megillah and Er Chanukah. Rabbeinu Tam and Taisim Rashad Daflam Gimel or Aleph. We just want to be Mechadesh, that is Sumas Chayiv, because Afeinu Bosu Anes. But Rabbeinu Tam holds Pater. That's not Shver. Why? Because it's clear Misvara that only if a Sumas Mutzar al Alavin, Pater Mitzesse, we can be Medamim to Nashim. But even though it's a Mitzesse Shman Grama, they're Chayiv is Mishan Afeinu Bosu Anes. But on the tzad that is Sumas Pater, even for Mitzesse Loisese, so it's Pasha that you can't be Mechayiv in Megillah Ner Chanukah, because the Sumas Mufka from Mitzvahs. Only if a Suma is Chayiv in Lo Asei, then you can talk about a Chiyuv and an Asei. But if a Suma is not Chayiv in Lo Asei, it's Mufka Min HaMitzvahs. According to this, it's Gevaldik. Because we already proved earlier that Rabbeinu Tam writes in Rosh Hashanah that a Suma is Patur from Kiddush, that he holds that a Suma is Patur from Lavin, because he doesn't hold the Gzer Shav Hashem Rezachar. So Rabbeinu Tam is Lashitasa, he holds Suma is Patur from Megillah, because he doesn't hold Afein Ha'ibos HaNeis is going to help us. Because they're Patur from Lo Asei, that means they're Mufka from Mitzvahs. But according to Rabbeinu Gadol Rabbeinu Kivega, that they're Chayiv in Mitzvahs says, so male, they're included in mitzvahs. It's just they're patur from aseis, but this is say they're going to be chayivim because afein haibosu aneis. Advarim meirim u'misamchim. And we can go further, and we can say another chiddush, and that is that according to Rabbi Magadim and Rabbi Kivega, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, sumas chayiv mitzvahs to say. He's also chayiv in tzitzis. Ramina milsa b'taima. I'll explain why. Tzitzim sechus Yevamis, right, asks, why are we chayiv women in tzitzis? Because we have a drash of smuchim. This is lekalayim. And since women are chayavas b'ser kalayim, drash of chayavas in tzitzis. And he answers that the whole Torah is equated to tefillin. And therefore, we learn from here that just like women are patur from tefillin, they're patur from mitzvah shemang grama. So this hekesh of patur women from mitzvah shemang grama is stronger than the smuchim of tzitzis to kalayim. So it says that according to my number, tefillin is mitzvah shemang man grama, women are going to be in tzitzis. Because then you can't say that the hekesh of kol Torah kula tefillin is stronger than the smuchim of kalayim to tzitzis, because there is no hekesh of tefillin of kol Torah kula. It's not where women are patur from mitzvah shemang grama. So according to the Ma'an Derma, the tefillin is mitzvah shelo azman grama, women are going to be chayiv in tzitzis, unless the smuchim of tzitzis to kalayim. So now according to this, it comes out, a davar nifla. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, in Erevin, the tefillin is mitzvah shelo azman grama, so according to him, women are going to be chayiv in tzitzis al smuchim of tzitzis to kalayim. So if so, the same thing would apply to this Rabbi Yehuda speak. The same thing would apply to a sumla das Rabbi Yehuda. A sumla is chayiv in tzitzis, because since it's chayiv beloisa say, so he's muzra like kalayim. According to Rabbi Yehuda, women are chayiv in tzitzis, because we have a hekesh of tzitzis to kalayim. Therefore, women are going to be chayiv in tzitzis, because he doesn't hold that tefillin is a mitzvah shemang grama. So if so, the same thing would apply according to Rabbi Yehuda to a sumla. So he's being chayiv in tzitzis. Since he's chayiv in losa say, so he's muzer ala kalayim, he's not allowed to wear kalayim. And maybe we equate that to tzitzis. And he's also going to be chayiv in tzitzis, they're smuchim, they're juxtaposed. Or according to those who hold that he's sumas pater, mi mitzvis, losa say. So he's pater from tzitzis, because he's not muzer ala kalayim, so we have no hekesh, that just like he's muzer ala kalayim, he's chayiv in tzitzis. Gevaldik. The Ritva, Masechta Shabbos, Nov Zayin Rav Beis.